Previously on Heroes.
I think our only real option at this point is to get the United States government involved. I want to round them up and put them in a facility where they won't be a danger to anyone.
What would your hunter do if he knew you were one of them too?
Who are you? And what do you want?
I want you to get in the van.
An aeroplane with Mahinder on board crashes.
Mother 3-1, going down!
Daphne! Daphne!
Matt! If you don't want to see them punished, what do you want?
I want them to pay.
What are you saying to her, Nathan? What, are you telling her that I'm unstable? I'm crazed? You lock me up?
It's over, Pete. Give up.
No, this is the beginning.
Peter escapes.
He's working for a secret program imprisoning people with power.
Has it ever occurred to you that I don't have a choice?
There's always a choice!
And they have made it very clear to me that if I am not on board, then Claire will be on that list!
Your mother wants me to move out of the house for a while. She's right.
Matt, Mahinder, and Peter are at a motel in Costa Verde, California.
I don't like this, Matt.
Oh, you got any better ideas?
It's a huge risk being out in the open. We should be laying low.
And what? What? Run forever?
I don't know.
Yeah, that's my point. We're being hunted, and we have no idea by who, how, why. Noah Bennett has all the answers that we're looking for. Hey, did you get it?
Yeah. Amobarbital, one dose of this, he's knocked out cold.
What? What's wrong?
Can't you just read his mind? Get what we need that way?
No, we've been over this. Noah is too well-trained, and he's never off his guard. Guys, look, I was a cop. You're a scientist, a nurse. We did nothing wrong, and they turned us into fugitives.
But drugging and kidnapping people?
I don't like it either, but this way, it gives us answers.
Yeah, straight-up interrogation isn't gonna work. Not with Bennett. We need to get creative.
All three of them get into the car and drive off. Bennett's sitting alone in a bar. He downs his whiskey, then the woman behind the bar pours him another one.
Staying at the hotel?
Yeah.
He sips the drink and gets out some money.
Just for a little while. I'm actually looking for an apartment in town. You know anything?
No. Welcome to Costa Verde.
As Bennett picks up the glass, his vision blurs and he becomes dizzy. He removes his glasses and rubs his face. He slumps forward against the bar, then collapses on the floor. The bartender looks concerned as Matt, Mahinder, and Peter surround Bennett.
Looks like our friend here had about 3 too many.
Don't worry. We'll get him home safe.
Bennett's tied to a chair, and Matt's searching through his mind.
Well?
It's working. It's working.
Five weeks ago, Bennett's sitting on a park bench with a cup of coffee. Angela approaches and takes a seat next to him.
Ten people died last night in Ohio when a house spontaneously caught on fire. I'm thinking we should investigate sooner rather than later.
It's over, Noah. It's all over.
Primatech may have burned to the ground, but that doesn't change anything. We have a lot of work to do.
Primatech should have been shut down a long time ago. The company had a good run, but its time has passed.
No. We got the job done.
Yes, you certainly did. And I appreciate it.
She gives him an envelope.
What is this?
For your years of service, pension, severance. And this is from me.
She hands over a small box. Inside is a wristwatch.
Why are you doing this?
Bag and tag, one of us, one of them. It's an antiquated system, desperately trying to remain relevant.
So we adapt and we get it right.
I don't think we can, I don't think we should. I am tired, Noah. I have told so many lies. Maybe it's not too late to cobble my family back together. But it's a good thing. You get to go home to Claire. This is everything you've ever fought for, and you won.
He looks long and hard at the wristwatch.
This is all I've ever known. What am I supposed to do now?
Take care of Claire. Take care of yourself.
Angela is about to say something else, but stops herself. She stands and leaves. Matt snaps back from the memory.
All right. So I'm going to be able to get to these memories that we're looking for. I'm going to find out exactly how this whole thing happened, who's behind it, and how they work. We're going to find out how to stop hiding and start fighting back.
And how far are you willing to push?
As far as I need to.
Bennett looks terrified. Heroes, created by Tim Kring. Chapter 4, Cold Wars. Building 26, Washington, D.C.
This better be good. FaceTime at state dinners is hard to come by.
You heard from Bennett?
No, why?
He's off the grid, going on 3 hours, standing orders at a check-in after duty. He didn't.
What about Claire? Is she okay?
Yes, your daughter's fine. I want every inch of surveillance on Noah Bennett, everywhere he's been, everywhere he might go.
You're spying on your own, man?
Nobody's above scrutiny, myself included. You and Bennett. We're both compromised.
What's that supposed to mean?
Your brother Peter, your daughter Claire.
Peter gets treated like everyone else.
Yeah, Claire gets a free pass. That makes both yours and Bennett's choices tarnished.
Nathan glares at the hunter.
Are you spying on me?
You barely touched your prime rib.
At the motel, Peter peers out through the curtains whilst Mahinda checks Bennett's blood pressure.
Yeah, still feels like we're sitting ducks in here. Come on.
You can't rush an interrogation.
This isn't an interrogation, it's torture. You're straining his entire system.
What do you think? I'm hurting him on purpose?
I think you have a personal vendetta, yeah.
You know what the hell you're talking about.
They killed Daphne, Matt.
Daphne, this isn't about Daphne. This is about me helping everybody.
Well, you're not helping him.
He has done much worse to me.
You're better than him, Matt. That's my point.
And the point is, he's in pain. Does he have to be?
Look, the drugs are... It's not going to be comfortable. I'm digging through his brain...
To find a memory. Can we really trust this? I mean, who knows what information's been tainted by time and perception?
We know nothing. He knows everything that we need to know.
He's right.
Do I have your permission to go back in now?
Mahinda reluctantly concedes, and Matt focuses his power on Bennett's mind.
Find out how this whole thing began.
As Matt delves deep, memories bleed through of Bennett firing a gun. Four weeks ago, Bennett's at home doing a newspaper crossword. Sandra enters the room.
Need any help?
Four-letter word, Thin Man Dog.
Asta.
Asta.
I'm gonna go get changed. If you're gonna shower, you should go. We have dinner in an hour with the Bulows.
Who?
Jenny and Ken. We're on the PTA with them at Lyle School. They're nice.
Oh, right.
You didn't make any other plans, did you?
No. Sounds great.
Sandra moves Bennett's glass onto a coaster before kissing him on the head.
It's nice to have you around.
He smiles as she heads upstairs, but something appears to be troubling him. Bennett answers the front door. Nathan's standing outside.
Noah?
Nathan. Claire's, I have no idea.
Actually, at the mall, maybe. She's at the library. Secret Service thing.
Of course.
I didn't want her to see me here. I wanted to talk to you alone. You have a minute?
Yeah? Yeah, sure. Come on in.
He lets Nathan into his house, then leads him through to his office.
What's going on?
I've set some things in motion.
Things?
Everything's gonna change, and I just want you to know Claire's gonna be safe.
What do you mean, safe? What have you done?
No, I got into politics so I could help people. Make the big impact.
What have you done?
I'm certain that you involved yourself with the company for the same reason. You sensed there was a need. Well, that need still exists. People with abilities are a threat.
Primatech is closed.
Primatech?
With all due respect,
Primatech never did the job that was required of them.
And you have the solution.
The United States government has the resources and the authority to contain this problem.
Wait a minute, what are you talking about here? Rounding people up?
For starters, yeah. Incarceration's the only way to make sure everybody's safe.
Everybody. Yourself included.
Certain exceptions need to be made.
Is Claire an exception?
She could be. But I need your help.
What do you plan to do once you have everybody?
I'll find an answer. I get the best team of scientists and we find a way to eliminate these abilities forever.
And if that's not possible?
I refuse to accept that my abilities were given to me. They can be taken away.
You know you're going to be seen as a villain. Locking people away.
I'll play whatever role I need to.
Claire will never look at you the same way
Claire
again.
Claire never needs to know that.
But she will. They all will. And they will blame you. They won't understand.
I have gone so far off the rails with this. So far around the bend. I nearly killed my own brother. And I just want a chance to make things right.
What do you want from me?
You spent 20 years tracking these people. I want to know how you did it.
In a warehouse, Bennett grabs a padlock on a heavy door and rotates the security numbers until they read 7957. He and Nathan enter the storage unit, which is lined with boxes on shelves.
What is all this stuff?
This is the last 20 years of my life.
Bennett pulls the lid off a container, revealing a padded box filled with handguns, ammunition, and grenades.
And you kept it.
It's hard to throw this stuff away.
Noah, I am the U.S. government. We have loads of weapons and stuff.
I realize you don't need weapons, but you need perspective, and you need to control information. In 30 seconds, you undid a secret that we've kept for over 30 years.
I can't unring that bell.
I know you can't.
Okay.
Look, I joined the company for a reason, and that reason doesn't disappear just because your mother decides to turn off the lights.
I thought you'd enjoy the extra time with your family.
There's only so many crossword puzzles I can do.
Matt pulls back from Bennett's memory.
He planned it all. With Nathan. They did it together. Do you hear what I just said? Your brother is to blame for all of it.
Yeah, I know.
So?
So what? I tried to stop him. It didn't happen.
Okay, well, what are we gonna do? Nothing?
Well, we can't do anything from memories, can we?
I've never done this before. It's not an exact science.
It's not science at all,
Matt. You wanna go? Just go.
That's not what I'm saying.
Yeah, but it's what you're thinking. Huh? You think you deserve this, to be hunted after all that you've done?
You're reading my mind?
I don't have to read your mind. You're an open book. Look, you wanna get caught? Fine. Turn yourself in, but we're not lugging your bag.
I could say the same thing about you.
I told you this is not about Daphne.
Stop, both of you. We're supposed to be on the same side.
You don't think what I'm getting here is real?
Huh?
Fine. Storage unit, combination lock. In here, it is filled with things we need. Guns, money. Go. Go!
I'll go. Try not to kill one another.
Matt and Mahinda square up to each other, then move to opposite sides of the room to calm down. Peter lands at the warehouse and finds Bennett's storage unit. He checks the note Matt gave him and inputs the code into the combination lock. The lock pops open to Peter's surprise, and he quickly opens the door. Inside, he hastily rummages through the storage boxes until he finds the weapons cache. He unbuckles the container and lifts the lid.
Jackpot.
As he starts to take the guns and grenades from the box, a hidden camera feeds the image back to a monitor at Building 26.
Sir, I think I have something.
Where?
The hunter examines the footage.
Gotcha.
Nathan arrives at Building 26.
Where is he?
Costa Verde, breaking into Bennett's storage facility.
Is it a live feed?
Yeah. We got a local team on the move to apprehend him.
How does he know about Bennett's storage facility? Are you working together?
I'm reserving judgment.
I want him caught.
He's in a room stocked full of guns.
Am I clear?
You're risking your own men's lives.
I want Peter caught. No bloodshed.
You gentlemen hear that? Phaser's on stun.
Yes, sir.
We lost visual. Go, now!
A squad of heavily armed soldiers advance down the corridor towards the storage unit. One soldier opens the door whilst the others take point. A flashbang is thrown from inside, disorientating the squad, and Peter flies through the corridor, then into the open.
Peter should have been back by now.
Just give him some more time.
I'll tell you why Peter isn't here. He's been captured or killed.
Shut him up.
I never checked in. They'll be looking for me by now.
Come on, do it.
Mohinder knows I'm right. My storage unit is under surveillance. You sent Peter right where they wanted him.
He'd say anything to get the hell out of here.
That doesn't mean I'm lying. And you know me well enough to know that's true.
Now we should go.
He's right. Your only hope is to let me go and escape while you can, Matt.
Wait a second, we're not finished. You said you'd check in. With who? Who else are you working with? Show me.
I am not letting you in my head.
No, you can't stop me. Who is it? Come on, who is it?
Fragments of memories flicker through both their minds. 3 weeks ago, Nathan leads Bennett into Building 26.
Welcome to Building 26.
See, the government spares no penny.
Not on equipment, not on personnel. We are building an elite team.
Well, I'm glad to be part of it. Now, there are a few ground rules that I would like to implement. Primatech had a system. One of us, one of them.
Working alongside people with abilities.
It helps to even the odds.
Yes, I read your files. I think we'd be better served with one of us and one of us.
I'm sorry?
Or 10 of us, 12 of us, and none of them.
A lot of the people that you're targeting are good people. They're useful people.
Well, this isn't about ethics. It's about trust. About us and them. By your own admission, your way didn't exactly work. Prisoners escaping, loyalty issues. It was a mess.
A mess. 20 years, I was successful in making sure that people like you never knew people like them even existed.
You don't presume to know anything about me.
The hunter leaves Bennett and Nathan alone.
I thought I was running this operation.
The situation's become a little bit more complex, Noah. It's important that we look at everything from as many angles as we can.
Left on his own, a wry smile creeps across Bennett's face. Outside, he gets into the back of a taxi being driven by Mohinder.
Glad to see you got your old job back.
Mohinder's surprised to see him.
How else should I randomly bump into old acquaintances?
Something big is happening. I need your help.
Why would I believe anything you say?
I guess it's true. I realize we haven't always played nice with each other, but you have a unique perspective. You've been ordinary and extraordinary, so you understand our fear.
What exactly is happening?
A government program. and it is going to blow up in their face. I need you, Mohinder. I need your brain. I need your strength. Together, we can help people. We can save lives. What do you say?
Matt withdraws from Bennett's mind, exhausted.
He came to you.
What?
I just saw you and him in a cab. You knew about this.
You didn't tell him?
Matt, let me explain.
Why didn't you tell him?
I wasn't talking to anybody. I thought it was the safest thing.
That's why you didn't want me in his head. You didn't care about his health. You were afraid of what I'd find.
No. Yes, he approached me, but I said no.
You should have told me about this. Why didn't you tell me?
Matt pushes him into a mirror, then Mohinder overpowers him. Bennett eyes one of the broken shards.
What could I have done? Tied up on that plane, too. You think I don't regret any of this?
You're my friend. You could have warned me. You could have warned all of us.
I didn't know what to do. I didn't believe him.
But even after the plane, the leash.
What? Told you that I could have stopped all of this? That I could have maybe prevented Daphne's death? If I had, I'd probably be the one tied up in that chair.
Bennett has escaped. Matt and Mohinder run outside. They enter the car park.
All right, check back there. I got over here.
Bennett's cowering behind a vehicle, watching Matt move through the car park. Bennett moves round the side of the vehicle and snaps the aerial off the roof. He uses it to reach through a gap in the car's window to unlock the door. He gets inside and snaps a panel away from under the steering column. As he attempts to hotwire the car, Peter lands on the bonnet, shattering the windscreen.
Hi.
They tie Bennett back into the chair.
We gotta hurry. They found me, they're gonna find us.
We're gonna get all the answers we're looking for without the drugs.
I want him to feel
everything. How do we fight back? You always have a plan. Now you're going to share it with us.
Listen to Peter and get the hell out of here while you still can. How much time do you think you have, Matt, before they find us?
Maybe we should just take what Peter has and run.
You don't get a vote.
What are you talking about?
Nothing. Mohinder knew that we were going to get attacked by the government.
Is that true? Bennett came to me, yes, but I didn't believe him. He manipulated me before and I didn't think I could trust him.
Why didn't you say something?
As if any of you would believe me, after what I've done.
Yeah, it's better that we didn't.
Look, come on.
You're a coward.
Can you get anything more out of him?
Yeah, I was just about to do that. Who's the guy you were taking orders from, huh?
I'll never tell.
Wait, what guy? I thought he was in charge.
It turns out he's still middle management. Who is he?
Who?
One week ago, Washington, D.C., Bennett's walking down a corridor. He checks something on a small piece of paper, then knocks on an apartment door. The hunter opens the door.
You.
You got a minute?
He lets Bennett in.
I think we got off on the wrong foot. I was hoping we could talk.
What are we gonna talk about?
We're gonna be working together. Thought maybe it'd be a good idea if we...
What? Got to know each other better.
Understood where the other guy was coming from.
I already know where you're coming from.
And where's that?
You got a family at home. A wife, a boy, and your daughter, Claire, right? She's the special one with the soft spot in the senator's soft heart.
That's right.
You're a dime a dozen, and 11 of the 12 are unreliable.
You don't know anything about me. That's the whole point of this.
No? All that time you worked at your company, you danced the fine line between company man and family man. I'm not much for dancing.
You're oversimplifying it.
I think you're overcomplicating it. Hunting them while harboring them. To win this war, for good, it takes focus. And yours is just a little split right now.
I've read your files too, Mr. Danko.
I've known men like you.
Is that right?
Sure. Simple, unconnected, take your work home with you. You're never off the job. You think that makes you perfect?
Not perfect. Just better than you.
These aren't terrorists you're hunting. They're people.
They're targets.
This job is about understanding their humanity, not their ability. But you have to be human to do that.
You're a valuable asset. But once we begin engagement, I have to know. Are you going to take orders? Or continue undermining me with every glance?
You're the boss.
Bennett's in intense pain under Matt's mind-reading interrogation. Mahinda drags Matt away.
Matt, don't do this. Don't push this any further.
Peter, I got another address for you.
No, what is it? What'd you see?
No.
No, you go after this guy and you're dead. You're all dead. You can't undo it.
This guy's in charge. Don't listen to him. This is why we came. We want to cripple them. We want to hurt them. This is the guy.
Oh, Peter, you're making a big mistake. You're unraveling things you don't understand.
Mahinda looks nervous as Peter cocks a gun.
Peter!
Peter checks outside.
Peter!
He opens the door, steps onto the balcony, and takes to the sky. Matt and Mahinda exchange anxious expressions, and a squad of armed soldiers pull into the car park. The hunter, Danko, is on the phone in his apartment.
Secure all the exits.
Wait for my order before moving in.
I want eyes on the scene.
Peter's aiming a gun at the back of his head.
You really should lock your windows.
Sir, we have a situation.
Tell me you found Bennett.
No, sir. Not Bennett.
A video feed of Danko and Peter.
Trying to mobilize the unit?
I was waiting for your order, Senator.
Peter moves forward and nods at the mobile in Danko's hand. Danko puts the phone down and holds his hands up.
So you're the one that's driving all this, making us run. Hide.
Peter, right? You're the good brother. Passionate one. You want me dead? Do it.
You want to die?
No. But you came here with a mission, right? So get it over with. You think you're innocent? And you're the good guy? You broke into my house, put a gun to my head.
You are the one who was hunting us.
For good reason. And it's not ever gonna stop. Because if you kill me, I'll get exactly what I want.
And what is that?
They'll see what I've been telling them. They'll know just how dangerous you people are.
He's right, you know.
Hello, Nathan.
Don't do it, Pete.
How the hell did you get here so fast?
Nathan doesn't answer.
I know you might think I'm the bad guy here, Pete, and maybe I am. But you've got to believe me when I tell you.
I don't. I'm done believing in you.
This isn't you. Come on. All right. If you kill him, the order will come down to kill you all, and I won't be able to contain
it. Shut up! Shut up!
Let me figure a way out of this.
That's right. You can't trust either of us. Not really.
They're moving in on Matt and Mohinder right now. You pull the trigger, you're signing their death warrant.
Peter looks back and forth between Nathan and Danko. He considers for a moment, then lowers his gun and flies out of the window.
What'd you tell him about Parkman and Suresh?
I just saved your life. You're welcome.
Move in. Take him now!
The soldiers descend upon the motel, lining the balcony outside the rooms.
Go.
They smash through a door.
Empty.
The room's empty, so they move on to the next one. Matt starting to panic. The soldiers surround room 217 and burst in on an intimate couple.
Hey!
They don't know which room we're in. We should make a break for it.
You're never gonna stop hunting us. Even when you had the chance to stop, you didn't.
Daphne's alive, Matt. They have her alive.
You're lying to me.
No. See for yourself. I won't fight you.
I go back inside your head right now. We get caught. Go in. Why not? I'll hold them off.
Matt looks uncertain. The squad ram down another door.
It's what you've wanted.
Matt sits in front of Bennett and focuses his powers. A memory comes flooding through. 2 days ago, Building 26. Bennett's in the morgue inspecting a tag on a body bag. A woman is wheeled along the corridor on a stretcher.
This one's alive. Gunshot
to
the shoulder.
Got a sedative?
It's gonna take 3 times a normal amount to keep this one down.
It's Daphne. Danko watches as Bennett administers the sedative. She slips into unconsciousness. Matt pulls back from the memory.
Daphne's alive, Matt.
Outside, Mohinder takes down a soldier with a super punch and throws another across the car park.
Come on. Come on, all of you.
As Mohinder flees, the soldiers fire several electroshock cartridges into his back. He falls to his knees, and another shot to his chest knocks him out. A soldier handcuffs him. More squad members raid the remaining rooms, and Matt aims his gun at the door.
Matt, listen to me. You're not a killer. This is only gonna get worse for you. You're gonna have to escalate beyond anything you could ever imagine.
Should have just taken the damn watch and stayed home.
The soldiers burst in and surround Matt.
Drop it!
Matt looks conflicted, but lowers his weapon.
Don't hurt him! Is there anyone else here?
No. Just me!
They slip a drug shunt up Matt's nose.
Let me walk him out. Just... let me walk him out.
Bennett leads Matt out of the motel room. Drowsy from the drug shunt, Matt shuffles down the stairs. Dozens of soldiers keep guard. A flashbang grenade lands at Bennett's feet and explodes. Matt snatched into the air at lightning speed and flown from the scene. In a grim room at Building 26, Mohinder's slumped forward in a chair, chained to robust metal bars. A man throws a bucket of water over him, waking him with a fright. The man closes the door, and Nathan steps out of the shadows.
Take a hard look at yourself before you judge me. It wasn't too long ago you had me tied up.
Don't use me to rationalize your actions. What I did, what you're doing is wrong.
The curtain is up. The government is involved in this now. What you did, what Peter, what Matt did, he got in the way of what I'm trying to accomplish. And what's that exactly? The plane you were on. That was taking you to a facility that was meant to contain you. Well, your actions supported the hardliners who believe you should all be executed. Me? I still believe containment can work.
You're gonna round us up and imprison us forever? That's your plan.
That's the first part. Then we're gonna find a way to control these powers. To eliminate them, so we can go back to living what's left of our lives.
But I need your help.
That's not gonna happen.
Mahinda fails to break free from his metal shackles. The henchman shows him a monitor.
You believe science has all the answers, right? Why don't you start with her?
Daphne. She is alive.
For now. But I'm losing that battle, and unless you help me, I can assure you that my associates are gonna kill her. And then they're gonna kill you. And then they're gonna kill my brother. And Matt. You'll all be dead.
Nathan and the henchmen step out, leaving Mahinda alone in the cell. Danko and Bennett.
Protocol after a man's taken prisoner is to grant him shore leave. Maybe you ought to take a few days off.
My wife kicked me out of the house. My daughter's scared to death of me. What am I going to do with time off? You were right before. When you said I was weak because of my split focus. It's not going to be a problem anymore. Job is all that's left. You have my complete dedication. You still think I'm compromised?
They found your storage unit.
Which, unless I'm mistaken, led you right to them. You're the one that let them get away.
Yeah, I admit. I underestimated them. They got away because Senator Petrelli let his personal interests cloud his judgment. Kid Glow's a standard issue in this outfit. You and I have to change that. You agree?
Absolutely.
Danko's expression remains impassive as he turns and gets into a chauffeur-driven car. Bennett watches him closely as he leaves. Bennett turns and walks through a park towards a figure sitting on a bench. He glances over his shoulder, then takes a seat next to the person. It's Angela.
So?
All things considered, went pretty well. I think he trusts me.
Don't be foolish, Noah. That man trusts no one. He will continue to test you.
I'm prepared to be tested. Because he's got it all wrong. And so does Nathan, for that matter.
There's no halfway anymore. You're going to have to play the role. Make tough choices to prove your loyalty to them. To their cause.
You know me. I've always been comfortable with morally gray.
Bennett gets up and walks away. Then Angela notices a small black box left on the seat containing his wristwatch. She opens it and smiles to herself. In the New York loft, Matt's in a precognitive state, furiously painting an image of himself with pipe bombs strapped to his body. Peter watches over him as he returns to normal.
No. No, this can't happen. All I wanted to do was find Daphne. This is why I didn't want to paint the future.
Matt, Look, you're not capable of this, okay? You are not a murderer.
How the hell do you explain this?
A painting on the floor of a nuclear explosion in Washington, D.C. To be continued.